Matt Greenwood with you on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Thanks to Coach Alex Rugley of the Blue Jays as they win 62-22 for coming up to the warmer press box. Of course, another chilly fall evening in Chaffee, Missouri. Coach, first quarter, I mean, it was nice and tight. Start of the second quarter, they get a touchdown run from their quarterback, 21-14. We're looking at that score, and then, boom, offense wakes up. Defense starts to take over as well. You had Colby Ott score a 54-yard touchdown run in the second quarter, 7-yard touchdown run from Dylan Duncan, 25-yard pass from Drew Brees to Brandon Perry. He did that twice to Perry, once to Dylan Schnitzler, and then you're looking at a 56-14 halftime lead. But let's talk about that first quarter and just what you were seeing out there and the sort of the adjustments your team had to make.
Yeah, they came out extremely physical like we had talked pregame. We knew that they're a big, big physical football team, and they ran it right at us. And we told our guys up front, hey, you've got to do your best to try to impose your will, and we were getting the will imposed on us there early from a defensive line standpoint. Now, we were doing our thing offensive line-wise, but I don't know that if a couple of our youngsters knew that they were going to get kind of hit in the mouth like they did, you know, tonight during the first quarter. But credit to our kids. They did a great job of adjusting and continuing to match that. And you saw that as the second quarter continued to progress. We made a couple little minor adjustments up front from a defensive line standpoint to kind of make sure and allow our linebackers to be free making plays and our secondary and things like that too. So, yeah, credit to our kids for being able to make that adjustment and to kind of stop them there after that first quarter.
Let's see if I count correctly. You scored 35 in the second quarter. Let's talk about Drew Brees. I mean, we talked a little bit about him. 3 touchdown passes for him tonight. All 3 good looking throws. Of course, Perry did all the dirty work on that last one going into the half because it was a lateral pass. Yep. So I guess I couldn't tell if he caught it like perfectly in line or maybe an inch ahead. So I don't know how you're going to score. I scored it a touchdown pass, but regardless, he found the right guy and hit all of his guys in stride, and you guys got points off of it.
Yeah, you can tell that the confidence level in Drew is just continuing to rise each week, week in and week out. And I know I say that, and it's really his second week in a row he started for us. But you can see it with the way he's throwing, the way he commands the huddle in practice. It's pretty neat. It's neat to see him continuing to gain that confidence, and you see that in his throws and his reads and his progressions. And our offensive line, our skilled guys, they have a lot of confidence in them. And whenever your team has confidence in their quarterback, really good things can happen. So we're really pleased with the way he's playing. You know, we hope to continue that from the next couple weeks.
All right, so you win back-to-back games, first time all year. You're building momentum. You got a St. Vincent team that got hit in the mouth by a St. Pius defense that you're very familiar with, so that probably wasn't their best showing. Of course, chance at Grandview to get their offense back to where they want it to be. But next week you're taking on a team that you know is going to throw the football and it's going to force you to throw as well. So maybe I just took the entire answer away from you, but just your altogether thoughts on St. Vincent next week and making it 3 in a row for you.
Yeah, they are a good, well-coached football team. And going down there and playing down there, that's a fun high school football environment. I remember playing down there and showing my age a little bit in the 90s, late 90s, and then you know, being coach at Jefferson and being down there a couple times already. It's a fun place, a fun atmosphere to play a high school football game. You know, it starts out double R. He's one of the best quarterbacks in our conference. Has some really good receivers to throw to, and then his offensive line does a great job of protecting them too. And then defensively, I think they're playing a lot better defense than they have in years past, which is a testament to the Coach Schumer and their coaches. So yeah, we are. I keep telling the kids, they're going to be ready to go. We've got to be ready to go. And, you know, we're hoping for a fun high school football game next Friday.
Every sport, there's momentum in some form or fashion, whether it's in-game or before the game, right after the game. You guys are trying to create that momentum going into the district playoffs. If you can win your 3rd in a row at St. Vincent, what do you feel like it could do for your team moving forward?
Yeah, I think with the emergence of our passing game, with what we've already been doing from a dynamic run standpoint, I think it makes us a scary football team going to the playoffs. I really do. These guys are believing in everything that they're doing and everything that we're doing in the practice field, in the classroom, you know, out here on the football field on Friday nights. And it's fun to watch them. It's fun to see them continue to grow. And, you know, I can't wait to see what happens, you know, going against a good football team next Friday and then, you know, the Friday after that against whoever we play.
All right, good deal, Coach Rugley. Enjoy this one. Safe trip back to R7.
Yeah, thank you for everything you guys do for High School Sports. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Alex Rugley, head coach of the victorious Jefferson Blue Jays 62-22 final over Chaffee in Chaffee tonight on KJEFF.